with these doctors and shit. Are the story in a lot of ways. How indoctrinated they are and how afraid they are to come outside that box. Literally, you can tell they're afraid to. The one we got now will not come out and say that what we're doing is good, but he's willing to say that I'm not against any of them. In other words, and I'm not going to interfere with what I'm doing.
A coward.
Let's take a little trip back in time. We'll go back to February 2020. Where were you? Where were you when they started the lies? The lies about a virus. About a virus that's going to sweep the country. It's going to kill grandma. It's going to kill us all. It's going to kill 3.8 worldwide. It's going to kill billions. Where were you? Well, we were already digging into it. Already figured out. They had already pre-planned a thing. Event 2020. But nobody would listen. They all wanted to believe the talking heads on their TVs. Then, who comes out? The president. Here comes Anthony Fauci. All of them telling you other lies. Oh, we got to mask up. We got to social distance. We got to stay 6 foot apart. We got to do all these things that we've never done before. It's an emergency, y'all. And we all complied. At least some of us did. But at the same time, Henry, the disaster McMaster here in South Carolina, closed down everything, including the hair places. I couldn't get a haircut. Saved my life. And you know what I did? I said, I'm not getting another haircut until government quits fucking with me. I haven't had a haircut since. We know everything that they've told us has been a lie. Remember the safe and effective? Told you a lie. Remember it stopped transmission? Told you a lie. Everything's been a lie. And everybody went along. Even though the research, even though the evidence was all clearly available to those with the inclination to look. The Bible says, people perish for lack of knowledge. They perish from ignorance. They perish from comfortable, delusional lies. It comes from people trusting government authority. It goes back over 100 years. Look at the big pharma medical industrial complex now. Look at what they did. They covered up all kinds of stuff to provide you with a brand new injection that is going to make them billions and billions and billions, and now has caused every side effect known to mankind. Myocarditis, blood clots, brain aneurysms, turbo cancers, all of them on the rise and even more. And still they deny. People are waking up, yes. But government lies everywhere. For years and years and years, we've been researching, and I've been telling you that government is nothing but a liar, a thief, and a murderer. And the worst kind of people that you can get in there is a do-gooder that thinks he's going to do good using the violence of the state for his little good pet project. It always, always turns into evil. Because you cannot take poison fruit and eat of it and still live. The military industrial complex going crazy all over the world wars in Ukraine and all, just to pump up the economy, pump up Boeing and all the rest of Raytheon and all them, and allow government spending, allow the Federal Reserve to put us more and more and more in debt. But the medical industry, y'all, the medical industry, I knew it was corrupt. The insurance companies and all that. But ladies and gentlemen, the medical industrial complex is probably the most profitable corporate entity on the planet because it profits from human misery, from cradle to grave. And when it first became self-apparent is when you enter that, and I entered into the world of cancer. I was diagnosed with cancer in September 2024. Just a little lung cancer. But, and you know, it's all done by free will. We all make these choices in our life. I have people say, well, you know, the government told you it was bad for you to smoke and everything. Yeah, they sure did. And yeah, I sure made that choice. But they also tell you the ingredients of your food. And that means you have the choice to eat that food that's got carcinogens in it or not. So when you get rectal cancer or colon cancer, should I say, well, you should have known that. They told you on that box of Fruit Loops. You should have known that when they sold you that damn honey bun or that Mountain Dew or all them drugs.
And Botox.
Everything Big Pharma uses. I had a pharmacist tell me one time. He said, Jeff, everything in this pharmacy, everything in this pharmacy is poison if you take enough of it. And ladies and gentlemen, we have been subjected to corporate poisoning on a micro scale for over 100 years. The pharmaceutical, industrial, petroleum-based, chemical, corporate, international corporation is there to profit over the pain, suffering, and misery of every single one of us on the planet. Now this is no accident. This is no accident. People tell me all the time, oh, they wouldn't do this, they wouldn't do that. Look at them. Look at what they've done to you over the last 5 years. And tell me Big Pharma wouldn't do it. Look at cancer care over the last 100 years. Oh yeah, it's changed, but not much. They still give you the drugs from hell. Either it's gonna kill you or it'll kill the cancer first. The odds are, sometimes, only 96% of the people ever die, and 4% live. Some of them more, some of them less. But they're never going to find a cure, because they find a cure, and if they find a cheap cure, oh my God, why do it? There's no profit in it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're worth more dead than we are alive. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to see. The government is not out for you and me. The government is a liar, thief, and a murderer. Always has been, always will be, from the beginning. I'm now stuck in a military, medical, industrial complex of guidelines and protocols set by the CDC and FDC.
in which these doctors that go to these indoctrination camps for 8 years are always in bed with the pharmaceutical companies and learn from all the pharmaceutical universities. All the big studies are by pharmaceutical corporations. The science is bought and paid for. Even the biggest journal in the world, medical journal in the world, the lady retired, she came out, she even wrote a piece how over 50% of the papers published in the New England Journal of Medicine should have never been published. They have faulty science in them. All the scientists that are studying repurposed drugs, ivermectin, mebendazole, fenbendazole, and all others are silenced, even murdered, for even speaking the truth and trying their best to do no harm and save people's lives. This is a criminal organization hell-bent on genocide. And we're not talking about just this, the Muslims. We're not talking about the black people, the Chinese people, or just the Scottish or the Irish or the Dutch. We're not talking about, we're talking about everyone. Everyone on the planet. Leaving just a small little bunch of psychopaths and blue bloods running their own little utopian nightmare. And what's left is a dumbed-down, transgendered, mutilated population of slaves in a prison planet from hell. Something that you can't imagine, even if you imagine hell on earth. I'm going through radiation right now. Intense radiation for a tumor around my esophagus and around the main vein coming up to my heart. That radiation is very targeted and has shrunk the tumor significantly.
Hello, man.
We are doing our own alternative supplements. A list that is incredibly long of natural vitamins and repurposed drugs, including high-dose ivermectin and high-dose fenbendazole. Mebendazole. Those seem to have worked tremendously. I took one dose, one three-day round dose of the oncologist's voodoo killer drugs, where they hang a bag and they put IV on you and there's a big brown bag of fluids that go in you.
Chemotherapy, sometimes called chemo, is a cancer treatment that uses drugs to target rapidly dividing cells throughout your whole body. Chemotherapy can be given in different ways, such as into a vein or by mouth. It kills cancer cells, but it also damages healthy cells. Different chemotherapy drugs treat different cancers. Your healthcare team will create a treatment plan just for you based on your health and the cancer. You may have more than one chemotherapy drug. This is called a combination. Combinations often work better than a single drug, but they also damage more cells and can cause more severe side effects. A course of chemotherapy is made up of several cycles. In each cycle, you have treatment and then a rest period. For example, a cycle may be 3 days of chemotherapy followed by 25 days of rest. During the rest period, your healthy cells repair themselves and your body recovers, but cancer cells can't repair themselves, so they die. The number of cycles and the length of each cycle depend on your treatment plan. You'll have blood tests before starting treatment to see what your normal blood counts are. Blood counts show the number of different blood cells. Chemotherapy kills blood cells, causing your blood counts to drop.
But as now, what drug you get is, and the treatment you get depends on the cancer. But if it's small cell carcinoma like me, everybody gets the same. One size fits all. Because we're all just one brick in the wall. And that's what they want. Us all to be compliant little bricks in the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going quietly into the night. I am not going to keep my mouth shut about the evil doing and the liars and these indoctrinated damn doctors that go along with these protocols and then try to chastise you when you ask questions. All of you can go to hell. We're done with that. We're doing it our own. We're doing it our way. And y'all can hit the highway. This is something to think about, y'all. Do you trust government? Are you going to live under a tyrannical government? Are you going to let them control each and everything of your entire life? And are you going to be comfortable in your enslavement? That's what you have to ask for you and your family tonight. Till next time, this is Jeff Maddox. I love you all. Goodbye.